You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Nationals reporter Bill Ladson. And Bill, pretty good start to the season for the Nationals, and I think it's something that they needed to get off to when you look at the schedule, playing the Braves two out of the first three series, and then they'll have the Phillies as well. When you looked at this schedule kind of heading into the season, was that important, you think, to this team to get rolling early when you look at the teams they'd be facing here in April?
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, they have to win the majority of these games. And Dusty Baker even admitted that most of these games in April count. And he wants to say, we won these games. He don't want to say a few months later, we should have won those games. So, yes, they are very important games. And they should win big. They're playing second division clubs. And if they don't win, they're in trouble.
Yeah, the National League's interesting because when you look at every division, it seems like there's three teams that I would say feel like they can compete and can contend and can be in the race. And then there's a couple teams that you feel like those three teams need to kind of beat up on if they're going to get to the playoffs. And the Nationals starting the year with one of those streaks. When you look at the players, Bill, that are off to good starts on this team, Bryce Harper is on the verge of his 100th career home run. I believe if he gets it in the next week or so, he'll be the seventh youngest of all time. Has he talked at all about that milestone and what it might mean to him?
No, he really hasn't. The thing he has talked about was, how he wants to win a World Series. That's the main thing he's talked about. And, he obviously wants to win big time. And the thing is, though, he's off to a good start now, hitting over 350, only has one strikeout. That's pretty good. And I tell you, the guy's been amazing the last 2 years for sure.
Yeah, picking up right where he left off in his MVP season in 2015. Whenever you start a new season, you like the new guys on the roster to get off to a good start. I think it's just good as far as fans instantly kind of liking guys as well as guys fitting in. And Daniel Murphy has certainly done that. What have you seen from Murphy? Because we're seeing that power that kind of came on late last year because he's hit the ball out of the park already this season.
I think what's good about that is that he doesn't strike out much either. I mean, that was one of the reasons they picked him up, because last year they had too many strikeouts on the team. And another thing that's surprising, he's playing some good defense, and hopefully that will keep up. He doesn't have the reputation of being a good defender. But I'm telling you, right now, offensively and defensively, he's really helped carry this team. And I would say after Bryce Harper, he has to be the MVP the first week of the season.
So those guys that are really hitting the ball well, there have been some struggles from some guys in the lineup. I know one, Jason Wirth, started the season 0-13, got a key bloop single on Sunday. Is that kind of the type of thing that can get a guy rolling early in the season?
Listen, I'm not worried about Jason Wirth. Jason Wirth will get it. I know he's 36 years old, but he'll get it together. This is a guy who works the count. I think more than anything, he should be their leadoff hitter right now. Now that Ben Revere is on the DL. But we'll see how that goes. And if Michael Taylor can't get it going, they need to put Jason Wirth there because he's the best guy, best suited for the leadoff spot.
I was going to say, Taylor's another guy that struggled. Obviously, this is a big opportunity for him with Revere on the disabled list. He's going to get that regular time. So far, hasn't really got it done at the plate. I know he had an error as well last night. Is he running out of chances to prove that he's more than a fourth outfielder? I know he's still fairly young.
No, he's not running out of chances. I mean, there's still plenty of time. I mean, we've got to give this guy a break. Last year, you talked to Mike Rizzo about it. He was rushed to the big leagues. Now they think it's about that time where he can really get it going. I think I'm going to give him some time here, but I just don't think he's a leadoff hitter. I think he's best suited from the sixth order in the lineup on down. And that's about it. I don't think he's a leadoff hitter at all.
Yeah, they've kind of maybe forced him into that spot. How about Wirth as a leadoff hitter? What makes him fit that role?
He works the count, and he always takes a lot of pitches. And, I mean, look at the stats. I mean, he hit over like 380 hitting leadoff last year. Now, he had a bad year overall, but as a leadoff hitter, he had a 380 on-base percentage. So I think he should be – that's the number one reason he should be the guy up top.
Bill, they've hit the ball well. They've also pitched the ball pretty well. Scherzer's been good. Strasburg's been good. Ross was really good. I know Tanner Roark struggled a little bit, but you're rarely going to go through a stretch where all five starters throw gems in a row. Overall, as this starting rotation kind of gets into the feel of the regular season, are all those guys feel like they're on pace right now?
Yes, I think they're on pace. One person I'm kind of concerned about is Gio Gonzalez. Gio Gonzalez hasn't pitched in a long while. He's going to pitch today, which is Wednesday. And I'm just telling you right now, you just hope that he hasn't pitched in like 2 or 3 weeks. So you hope that he can really get together when he faces the Braves.
Yeah, and he's a guy that if there's an issue with Gio, it's usually the control. Is that another reason to have some concerns after some time off? Because I think that's something that you kind of lose a little bit when you haven't pitched in a while.
Kim, there's no question about it. Yeah. I mean, this is a guy who walks a lot of batters sometimes. I mean, this guy can throw 100 pitches within 4 innings, sometimes 5 innings. So you hope that he can get it together. He was told by Mike Maddux to slow the game down. Hopefully that philosophy will work, and he can pitch at least 7 innings and be consistent on the mound.
When you look at that bullpen, Bill, Papelbon 4-for-4 as far as saves go. Is what happened late last year, is that now a complete distant memory with him on this roster and how this team started off?
Tim, you know, it's never been a story since spring training. I mean, yeah. It's over because, as you know, Harper and Papelbon settled their differences after the season ended. So by the time he got to spring training, the players weren't even talking about it. The issue was the fans. And, you know, with the fans now, you hear some boos, but there are some cheers as well because they know that Papelbon can do the job. And you know what? He's the only one right now, I feel, that can do the job as a closer on this team. And I think they made the right decision by bringing him back. So it's no issue.
Yeah, fans have a way of, overall, when the performance comes around, those boos seem to kind of go away a little bit. And they also see that he's fitting in with the team again as well. And he's so important to this team. Where do you rate him? Because you mentioned it. I mean, they traded away Drew Storen. There's not as many arms out there. So how important is Papelbon to this season and this team?
He's very important. I don't look at him as like, oh, they have to win because of him. I think the key is getting the Papelbon. You know, the Riveros of the world, the Trinans. If they can be consistent and get to Papelbon, I think this bullpen will be okay. I mean, that was the one problem they had last year, is getting the Papelbon. And so far, so good, they're getting to him.
Bill, I know when Dusty Baker came in, there was a great vibe all spring training long as him taking over this team, helping guys relax, helping guys feel comfortable, something that was maybe lacking in the past. When a team gets off to a good start, gets good starting pitching, gets good key hits, does that just go one more step in making these guys and their relationship with Dusty Baker that much stronger?
I would say so. And winning plays a part of it. I mean, they did so well in spring training. They went, 19-4-4 during spring training, and it carried over into the season. And I'm telling you, Dusty Baker has played a big role in that. He always pats someone on the back. That's why I think a guy like Danny Espinosa is off to a great start, because Dusty Baker continues to pat on the back saying, hey, listen, man, you're still my shortstop, and I want you to do this when you're in the batter's box. And he's been following Dusty Baker's direction. He looks like a different hitter hitting from the left side of the plate now.
I'm going to give you credit, Bill, because when I talked to you down in Vieira, Florida during spring training, you said that Espinosa was going to be one of the guys that benefited from Dusty Baker as much as anyone. And I know he had a really rough spring training, but you stuck by that, and now it's paying off. So I'm going to give you some credit here on the podcast.
That's great. It's good to see Danny Espinosa back on track. I mean, defensively, he's always been great. The question was having consistent hitting. So far, so good for him.
Yeah, 19-4 in the spring, as you said. 4-1 so far through Monday's actions during the regular season, and they have a few more with the Braves, and then they go to Philadelphia. Those are two series that, as you said, the Nationals should really dominate and should really get off to a nice start to this season. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Nationals editions. Bill, thanks so much.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.